Welcome to Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this second episode, we're going to talk about what the difference is between a target, a lead, and a contact in sugar. I've been asked this question so many times, so I decided it'd be a great topic for our second Sugar You podcast. If the user can't see any of these three modules in the module navigation bar, they may be included in a role that disables those modules for the users in that role. But if you, as the admin, can't see these three modules, then you can just unhide them on the admin homepage under Disable Module and Subpanels. So let's jump right in. A target is a person who is an unqualified prospect that you have limited information about. Normally, you acquire this from a business card that people throw in a fishbowl at a trade show or conference. You may have the conference list of attendees or from a purchase marketing list. They are not familiar with your company, and they're not really sure what you offer or how it could benefit them. Like I said, targets are individual or people records, but sometimes all you have is the company name. Out of the box, the only field that's required for a target, and this is also true for leads, is the last name. So if you have an organization name, enter that into the account name field and type NA in the last name field, just so you could save the record. And when you have contact with someone from that organization later, you can then enter the individual's full name. In Sugar, target records are not related to contacts, accounts, or opportunities. But once the target is qualified, which usually means something like they have expressed some type of interest in your product or service, and you convert that target to a lead, and yes, there is a convert button to click, it is related to the converted lead. Targets are usually qualified after receiving an email campaign, including that target. Now let's talk about a lead, which is a prospect who may be interested in your product or service that you're selling. Leads can be imported into Sugar using a CSV file. They can be generated from a web to lead form, which is created in the campaigns module. They can be manually entered, or they can be converted from a target record. When a lead is qualified based on your organization's criteria, maybe that means they want to see a demo or they want to receive a quote, it can be converted into a contact, account, and optionally an opportunity. Now, this is important. When a lead record has the status of converted, do not add any more activities, calls, meetings, notes, tasks, emails, to that lead. All future interactions with that person should be added to the contact. Leave the lead record alone. It now has a status of converted. So you can run reports on, I want to see all the leads that were converted in a particular time period based on the status and the last date modified. And you can do it by assigned user. Another perk of using leads in Sugar Cell is Sugar Predict functionality. Sugar Cell incorporates the artificial intelligence capabilities of Sugar Predict to give you predictive insight into your lead data. Sugar Predict predictive insight takes the guesswork out of lead prioritization and ideal customer profile alignment. Sugar Predict uses your account data along with the third-party data on millions of companies and contacts to accurately predict who is most likely to become your next customer. I've added the link to the Sugar Predict for Cell User Guide if you want to learn more about Sugar Predict and leads. Before we talk about contacts, I want to let you know about an admin configuration specific to leads. There's a feature in the system settings on the admin homepage that allows you to move all the lead activities to the contact record during the conversion process. But out of the box, these lead activities will not be moved. You have to make the changes in the system settings page to allow users to truly see a 360-degree view of these converted contacts. Last but certainly not least, contacts. A contact is considered a person that your organization has done business with in the past, or you're in the process of closing a business deal now. Contacts are usually related to an account, but it's not required. And usually there are several contacts linked to one account, the people that work for that organization. You can even designate certain contact roles for the opportunities they're associated with. Each opportunity can be related to one or more contacts at that account, listed in a subpanel on the opportunity record. The contact subpanel allows the user to select the opportunity's specific role, such as primary decision maker, business evaluator, technical advisor, etc., for each related contact to help you classify how each individual will be ultimately factored into the buying decision for that current opportunity. Each contact record may be related to other sugar records such as meetings, cases, opportunities, and many others, making the contact record a hub for viewing and continuing your interaction with that individual. One admin configuration you might want to consider is the related contacts email on the admin homepage. This allows you to enable or disable related contacts emails from appearing in the email subpanel and the history dashlet for cases, accounts, and opportunities. This is a great feature. This saves the user time by not having to navigate back and forth between records. All related contact emails can be displayed in the cases, accounts, and opportunities email subpanels. To recap, a target is an unqualified prospect not familiar with your organization, and a lead is a prospect who may be interested in your product and/or service, and a contact is a person at an organization that you've done business with in the past or you're about to close business deal now. If you're interested in learning more about how to create, modify, and add related records to targets, leads, and contacts, I recommend registering for either the How to Use SugarCell or How to Use SugarServe e-learning courses, and you can find the link to those courses below in the show notes. Don't forget to email SugarU with any future ideas that you have about podcast topics or provide us feedback about how the podcast is going. Thanks so much and hope you tune in to the next episode. Until next time, stay sugar sweet.